Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that God is still on the throne today?
Amen.
And He doesn't change. We change. Times change. And weather changes. And people individually change. But God stays the same. That's the reason I'm so glad that I can serve Him. Go to Him at any time. He's there. He doesn't change. Praise God. It's good to be here today. I wanted to say that I appreciate the kindness of the church in Brother Doug's behalf, and well, you've been a blessing to him and to us, and the fellowship we have when we're here with y'all, and it's just great and it's wonderful, and I appreciate it. It's nothing like a good, strong church. And, of course, if you're going to be a good, strong church nowadays, you're going to have to fight.
Amen.
You're going to have to fight the enemy of your soul to even have a strong Christian life. And then when strong Christian people come together, then you've got a good, strong church. Amen. And don't ever get the feeling like, well, I don't matter. You do matter. You matter to God, and that's not a word used. But you also matter to the people here.
Yes.
You're important to the people. Pray that God will help you see that. And I don't think he's recording yet, but it would be all right if he did. But I want to say this. Brother Dan has never showed any hint that he would like for me to say anything like this. But you got a great pastor. That's right. I didn't hear much amen this morning when Brother Cottle was saying you got a good pastor. But I'm going to tell you right now, you need to show him you appreciate him. I know many churches right now that doesn't have a good pastor. They claim to be wholeness people. I know one personally. Matter of fact, I've pastored the church before. And they do not have a pastor that I feel like is doing them justice. You know, you've got to have a burden.
Right.
And your pastor, Brother Dan, Brother Daniel Woods, has a burden for you.
Yes.
He has a burden for humanity, period.
Right.
Humanity. He loves humanity.
Yeah.
He loves God, and he loves the Word of God.
Yeah.
I don't get no pay for this. I ain't doing it for pay or pat on the back. I'm doing it because I just feel like God wants me to. You need to appreciate Him.
That's right. Amen, brother. You're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. See? He's there doing a work for God on his birthday.
Amen.
He doesn't call it. Amen. He stands out in my book. I want you to know that. If that means anything to you, he stands out in my book. Praise the Lord. Have your Bibles. I'd like for you to turn with me to a couple of verses of Scripture. In Psalms 36 and 8, we've been reading a lot out of Psalms lately here. So I'll just carry right on the pattern. Psalms 36 and 8. And also in Psalms... Well, let's just do it with that. Amen. Psalms 36 and 8. And that'll be fine to get us started. Amen. Psalms 36 and 8. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thine house. Thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasures. I want us to read it again. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thine house.
Yes.
And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures.
Thank you, Jesus.
While you're standing, I want to read one other verse of Scripture. You don't have to turn to it. Probably know it anyway. Psalms 92 and 13. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Read it again. those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for the privilege to be here today. Thank you for this group of people, Lord, that's gathered together, Lord, to worship you. Ask you, Father, to help us today. We're nothing, God, without you. No, nothing by ourselves. But, oh, God, if you're on our side, Lord, that's what counts. Help us today, Lord. Give us that anointing that makes preaching effective, God. That anointing that destroys the yoke, God. Give us liberty, I pray, in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
They shall be abundantly, you may be seated, they shall be abundantly satisfied. I want to preach to you on spiritual abundance today for a little while. Kind of an odd title maybe, but spiritual abundance is one of God's plans. He wants to supply all of our need, the Bible said, according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God has never in His plan pulled anybody out of sin, brought them and put them in the church, and left them and forsaken them. He doesn't do that. God wants a people that will serve Him. He wants a people that loves Him. He wants a people that finds pleasure in worshiping Him and pleasure in living for Him. God is, He's not the type of person that would pull us apart out of the world to serve Him and forsake us or leave us alone. God is interested in your life. He's abundantly interested in your life. Spiritual abundance is the fact that God is able to supply all of your need. All of your need. Not just part of your need, but all of your need. Hallelujah. And they shall be abundantly satisfied with, now listen to what he says, with the fatness of thine house. The fatness of the house of God. If the house of God is run like it's supposed to, and I believe this one is, amen, it is fat, you hear me? It is fat with the blessings of God. It will abundantly satisfy that person, and thou shalt make them to drink of the river of thy pleasures. I want you to notice the words here that he used. Of the river of thy pleasure. Yeah. Other words, God's pleasure rolls and runs like a river.
Yeah.
A deep river, right. A wide river, a river that cannot be pulled apart. The streams that feed that river, they roll and they run yearly. Amen. When the drought comes, they do not get low. Amen. They keep right on running. I'm kind of remember David in the first Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Listen to what he said that man would be like. He would be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Amen. His leaf won't wither and his fruit won't fall off. Amen. Now that ain't in there, but I just put that there. Amen. His fruit won't fall off. He'll be flourishing all the time. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants you and I to do, is to be flourishing all the time, because He's abundant God. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said in Psalms 92. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Amen. I wonder, are you planted this afternoon in the house of the Lord? Some of them seem like they weren't, so they went. But shut up, Ross. They went home. Amen. We're here, though, because God wants us here.
That's right.
Amen. We're in a house of abundance. We're in a house of plenty. Glory to God. Our God is not shy. Our God is not backward. Amen. Our God is for you and I. Amen. And we're abundantly satisfied, he said. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. In the courts of our God. And I can tell you, I don't know where the scripture's at right now, but I can tell you, they shall bring forth fruit in their old age. That's in there. They'll bring forth fruit in their old age. Amen. Somebody asked me today about, am I going to keep on going? I said, absolutely going to keep on going. Till my last breath. I'm going to give it to God. It belongs to Him. He gave it to me. He may take it away, but in that last hour, I want to have the victory, Brother John. Glory to God. I want to tell people, hey, I've been young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Because our God is a God of plenty. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He gives us, Psalms 27 and 4, one thing have I desired, David said, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. He said, not just part of my days, but he said, all the days of my life, my entire life. Come on here and help me a little bit, and we'll go home in a little while. All the days of my life, not just part of them, I mean all of them. In my young days, in my middle-aged days, in my old days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And this is why he said he wanted to. He said it was for a purpose, and this is the purpose, to behold the beauty of the Lord. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I'm preaching on spiritual abundance. Spiritual abundance. God is not slack. God is not running low. Amen. I wouldn't even tell you to compare the widow's barrel. No, I don't think his even gets nowhere near the last meal. Plenty. He has plenty. Amen. Amen. The reason that I can stay satisfied with the Lord, I have never seen him. I told somebody the other day, I have never blamed God with anything that went wrong in my life. If I was going to blame him, I'd blame him with supplying all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If I was going to testify for him right about now, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Come on here. If I was going to testify, amen, though the Lord slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. Though I get down to death's door, amen, he can raise me up. And if he doesn't raise me up, I'm going to stick up his hand and say, praise God, he's been faithful all of my days. Woo! Glory to God. He's been faithful all of my days. Amen. The choir of the Lord. In his temple. Hallelujah. St. John 10 and 10 talked about abundant life. Amen. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the thief comes for. You see somebody causing problems in the church, the thief sent him. He come from where the thief is at. Come on here. Amen. He don't know anything but chaos and trouble. That's all the enemy's talking to him. But I can tell you, my God is a God of peace. My God brings peace. Hallelujah. I feel that peace in my soul right now. Praise God. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Shall keep your hearts and your minds. Amen. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing. Praise God. Nothing. Thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. He said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it, that they might have it more abundantly. More abundantly. And I'm going to get to the scripture again in a little bit about abundantly. And I remember one time I was 65, I'd had a heavy surgery, and I felt like sometimes I wasn't going to make it. And the wife was kind of afraid, you know, and man, somebody called me to come preach for them, you know, and it had only been 6 weeks with serious surgery. She said, you're not able. I said, I'll be there. I'll be there. And I was preaching on how God could keep you and how abundantly He was. And so I was just got carried away. And I said, the Lord must have touched Paul in that day. He must have really got a hold of him. And he said, my God is able. My God shall supply all of your need. He said, my God is able to do exceeding. So I got to measuring it all. And I hadn't been but just 6 weeks, and I'd been just ripped 10 inches. I had a 10-inch scar here. Took out part of my colon. But I tell you, I got anointed, and I said, my God said he was exceedingly, amen, abundantly able to do all that we could ask or that we could think, amen. Not just part of it, but all of it, hallelujah. All that we could ask or all that we could think. He used the word abundantly. You can't measure abundantly? You can't measure that. We're sometimes punying around on God like that He's put a measurement on what He will give us. No, 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 He hasn't measured anything. He's able. Paul said He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according, amen, to His riches in glory. And He's rich. Amen. I said He's rich. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He's in this place this afternoon. Amen. Maybe I can keep you awake. Hallelujah. I know it's hard sometimes. I've been there. You get a good meal under your belt. And you go looking for a place. I feel His presence. I'm glad that I have had the privilege to serve Him and to worship Him. And I'm glad that I've had the privilege of knowing the abundance of His love and His mercy and His grace. Hallelujah. The thief comes for to steal and to kill. But He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That they might have it more abundantly. The reason that the thief gets close to us and tries to steal and kill is because we don't stay close enough to God. We don't partake of what He can do for us. Amen. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. And then also He gives us an abundant grace. And this is one of my favorite scriptures right here. And I want you to help me today
with the Scripture. They spend a little more time here than any place. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, I want to give you time to turn there. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. And I want you to listen to what the Apostle Paul said here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. My heart is rejoicing. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. All right. You ready? And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. One statement is God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That you, or that ye, amen, always having all sufficiency. Amen. And just some things. No, what does it say? All things. All sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Not just a partial, but every good work. Everything that you set your heart to do. Everything that you need to do. Everything that God wants you to do. Amen. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. That ye having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. Every good work. It doesn't matter. You know, the enemy, I just felt like the Lord wants me to tell you this. The enemy likes to get us to a certain place, and he'll let us gain some ground sometimes. And if we're not careful, we'll kill every bit of that, or we'll destroy every bit of it. Kind of get lifted up, get the big head, you know, and get the feeling good and feel like we could whoop a pen full of devils, you know, and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, then God pulls his leash back, you know, and lets the enemy at us. And we find out we weren't near as good as we thought we were. Weren't near as able. But Paul said, he didn't say I'm able. He didn't say you're able. But he said God is able. Say that with me. God is able to make all grace, all the blessings, all the benefits of his grace, he's able to make them abound towards you. That you having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. Every good work. Hallelujah. Abounding. Spiritual abundance, amen, is one of the most glorious things that God... I just got started on this recently. Just got started on it. Didn't exhaust it. It's hard to exhaust anything like the Word of God. I didn't exhaust it. You know, I just found some goodies and I thought I'd give them to you. But he said, abundant grace. Amen. And Paul said in Hebrews 4 and 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Boldly. Boldly. Even if you've done wrong. And somebody said, now wait a minute. It didn't mean arrogantly come before him. No. If you've done wrong, you bow, you humble yourself, you ask God to forgive you. But Paul using come boldly before the throne of grace. Now listen what he said. He said, that ye may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Come boldly before the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy. That you find grace to help in the time of need. This is some more of that abundant grace. Amen. That God gives us. It doesn't say abundant here, but it's more of that abundant grace that God has given you and I. Amen. An abundant power. You know, everybody's power hungry now. The government's power hungry. You know, all people's power hungry. The law's power hungry. Your neighbor's power hungry. Come on here. You know, the more weapons they can get and the more ammunition they can store up, the more they feel like they can able to overthrow the government. They'll never be able to do that. They won't be. I don't care what nobody says, they won't be able to do that. That's not God's plan. And so they won't get that done. But I can tell you what we can get abundant of.
Right.
We can get abundance of His grace, abundance of His love, abundance of His mercy.
Right.
Amen. Abundance of His power. Come on.
Right.
Amen. Abundant power. And now to Him that is able to do exceeding. Well, I just quoted that to you a while ago. Amen. Exceeding. Abundantly, He said, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Right.
Now that put the quiet on it.
Yeah, brother, go ahead.
Look at it. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And where is this working? And how is it working? According to the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
What is that power that worketh in us? I'm going to just back up a little bit here. Number one is the power of prayer. It's the power of prayer.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't give you 2 cents, excuse the expression, for a man or woman's life that does not pray. That does not pray. They have no power.
Right.
Amen. James talked about that. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
It's worth a lot.
Right.
I mean, it cannot be accounted for in any other way except in the church. In that person that prays, you'll see it. Amen. It works for him. That person's always got a smile on their face. Always, you know, they may have problems. They may have issues, but they work on them. Amen. Because God gives them the ability to do so through prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. You start talking about prayer, you're going to start turning a lot of folks off. They just live in wholeness of clothes, wholeness of separation.
Yeah.
He didn't say a wholeness person of clothes, a wholeness person that's separated, but it talked about the person that prayed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It is worth much. Come on. There might have been a time when you could have just prayed every now and then and lived good. But in the time when we're fighting principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, come on here.
Right.
We're fighting all these things. Amen. You need to pray every day of your life.
Right.
Young people, you need to pray every day of your life. Even if mom and daddy don't make you or don't tell you to, you need to get along in your room, find you a place to pray, and make sure that you pray through every day of your life. You know what's a good sin killer? You know what's the best sin killer in the world? It's a life of prayer. Yes, a life of prayer. A life of seeking God.
Right.
Amen. You can't live holy enough by yourself without prayer. You cannot do it. We've got to pray.
That's the truth.
I have some regrets about my family. Amen. Not leading them as early as I should have in prayer and supplication. Amen. And I hesitate to say this. My daughter did a 40th wedding anniversary for us. My oldest daughter. She said the thing that I remembered about my father was pastoring. She said the thing that I remembered about my father that he would, we had a little house and there was no insulation in the, you know, in the walls. And ours, when we first went there, didn't even have a door on it. Mine in the wife's bedroom, you know, it was just a little old shotgun type house. And, she said, the thing that impressed me about my father was that I'd hear him in there praying like his heart was breaking. I'm not boasting about that.
but it impressed my daughter. I'm telling you, we need some more prayer warriors that will impress their children, that will impress their neighbor, amen, will impress the church member. Come on here and help me a little bit. I'm talking about abundance of prayer in our lives, amen. God will do wonders if we pray in abundance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. That's according back up there. That's according to the power that works in us. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. This is when I walk, I have to walk in the flesh. I don't have a spiritual body that I can walk in. I have to walk in this flesh. We walk. That's not the strength that our God gives to us. That's just life He gives to us, physical life. But the strength that our God gives to us is when we pray and seek His face.
Yeah.
And when we walk, we do not war after the flesh. We walk in the flesh, but He said we do not war after the flesh.
Right.
What is warring after the flesh? That is a physical man. He fights. I don't see much of it, but I've seen just a glimpse of it here and there on television, where they've gotten to a place now where they got people that go there, men that go there, and women's even participating in it now. And they go there for one purpose, to bring the loot back home. They have to fight. I mean, they hit one another like, I don't care if I break your head. I don't care if I bust your jaw or knock your teeth out. I don't care really if I knock you out. They go there for that, to win. But it's all in the flesh. It's all sinful. You hear me? I'm telling you, we should have the same mentality.
Right.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The same mentality about warring in the Spirit.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
Right.
We don't war with carnal weapons. But I'm telling you, we war with spiritual weapons.
Right.
Hallelujah. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yeah,
I can tell you, the devil has set up a lot of strongholds in our neighborhood. Amen. In our community, in our cities, in our state. Come on. And our government has gotten so wicked and vile, they don't care about people. They only care about the dollar that comes under the table and goes into their pockets. Amen. That's about all they're thinking about. I'm telling you, we can't stop that, amen, in the physical realm. But in the spiritual realm, we can pray and God can hear us, amen. And God can stop that kind of stuff. But there's not enough of people wanting to pray anymore.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. We've gotten to the place to where we think we know how to live right.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get a little mean right here. No, you don't know how to live right.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
Yeah. No, you can't just put on your clothes, your holiness clothes, and go to church every time the door's open and live right. It's in the Spirit.
Right.
The abundance of the Spirit.
Right.
Come on.
That's right.
I feel good in my soul, so you might as well help me for a little while.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Right.
It's got to be the spiritual man.
Yeah.
We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Come on.
Right.
Amen. Things you can't touch. Things that the enemy comes against you with. Recently, I've been praying and trying to seek God. Amen. And I'm telling you, I don't do it without a battle.
Come on here and listen to me for just a little bit. I said, I don't do it without a battle. Sometimes I get down there to pray, and I'm telling you the enemy is there hounding and beating and saying this, all kinds of things in my ears. And finally I just say, God, I need you to help me. Holy Ghost, I need you to help me. We know not how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Ghost maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. Give me the Holy Ghost to help me. Glory to God. Somebody help me right here. I said, give me the Holy Ghost to help me.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He's in this place.
Yes, He is.
He's in this place. Woo! Somebody help me. Somebody praise Him. Lift up your hand and praise Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Woo! Pulling down strongholds. Pulling down strongholds. Oh, if there ever was a time, we have that abundant power. Let's go back to Ephesians 3 and 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Yeah.
According to the power that worketh in us. What is that power? The Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
No matter how good you live, you still need that power.
Yes,
right. Amen. But I defy you and tell you, you can't live good without the Holy Ghost. I mean, you need the Holy Ghost. He'll fight your battles for you. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a roaring lion to tear down and destroy, amen, I can tell you the Holy Ghost will just lift up a standard against him.
Amen.
Somebody help me right along here. I said the Holy Ghost will lift up a standard against him. Praise God. Put them in the head. Put them in the head.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
To the pulling down of strongholds. Abundant supplies. He gives us abundant supplies. Amen. Philippians 4:19. But my God, maybe.
No.
Is that what it said?
No.
My God, what?
Yeah.
Supply part of your needs.
Oh.
Are you sure, sister?
Yes, sir.
Have you tried it? And it works.
Yes, it does.
Sister Knox, it works.
Yes.
Glory to God. Anybody else here tried it? And it works.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Summons the Holy Ghost to help you.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost, help me pray.
Amen.
Amen. The principalities and powers of the rulers of the darkness of this world has come in. And Holy Ghost, I need you to help me.
Right.
Amen.
Come on. You don't know how to pray as you ought to, but the Holy Ghost knows how to pray.
Yes.
He knows how to pray.
Yes.
Amen. The devil is the prince and powers of the air, right? Am I right here? Keep me straight, somebody. Is that right? The devil's the prince and powers of the air. Amen. And we can't do nothing with him. He's between us and God. Hello? Amen. He's between us and God. And we can't get through to God a lot of times. But the Holy Ghost, amen, can get a hold of our request. Amen. And go right on through the prince and power of the air to the right hand of the Father where Jesus is sitting, amen, making intercession for you. And Christ will get a hold of it and plead it to God. And God will pick up the gavel and say, granted, hallelujah. Granted, glory to God. Hallelujah. Granted. Amen. According to his riches and glory. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right. Abundant supplies. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Romans 11:33, and it says this, oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God how unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. And verse 34 says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor?"
Right.
Not me. No, I don't. But the Holy Ghost does.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. "Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall not be recompense unto Him." If we give to God, He's going to recompense us.
Yeah. Yes.
Going to give it back to you, Brother Andrew.
Amen.
You ever had the devil steal anything from you? Don't be bashful.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Sure you have.
Yes.
Sure you have. The best Christian in the world at some time or another has had the devil to steal something from him.
Right.
Yes, he is. He come for to steal and to kill and destroy. Steal it from you. Right? Amen. "Who hath first given to Him, and it shall not be recompensed unto Him again." Give Him something. Give God something and watch Him. Look for Him. Look for what He does for you. Come on here. Help me a little bit.
Yes, amen.
Amen. "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." "Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall not be recompensed unto Him again." Listen to what He's saying, folks. "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to Him be glory forever."
Yeah.
Amen. And the problem with us a lot of times, you know, we try to draw closer to God, and prayer is the normal thing. Prayer is a normal thing.
Oh, yes.
And you don't get down on your knees and say, "Now lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before awake, pray the Lord my soul to take." No, you don't do that. No. No, you don't even get around and hem-haw around and puny around and whimper and cry. No, get down on your knees and say, "God, I'm here.
Yes.
And I want You to help me pray."
That's right. Go ahead.
And He'll help you.
Yes, He will.
You've given to Him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
You've given to Him.
Yeah.
Is this all right?
Yes.
You've given to Him.
Right.
And guess what He'll do? He'll recompense it back to you again. Right. Will He not?
That's right, brother. Amen.
Amen. He'll take you.
Yeah.
And He'll pray through you.
Right.
Amen. Oh. That's one of the most joyful things that I've ever experienced in my life. Amen. Is the Holy Ghost coming and praying through me?
Right.
I'm not talking about just speaking in tongues, folks. I'm talking about getting a hold of your vocal cords.
Right.
I'm talking about getting a hold of your mind and praying and seeking God.
Yeah.
Amen. The times that we're living in now, we need this more than ever before in our days.
Right.
Come on here. And God has in abundance what you have need of.
Yes,
and God wants to help each of you. Amen. I'm telling you, we're living in perilous times, dark hours. I want you to just give me, let me sidetrack just a moment here. Paul talked about that. He talked about, in the last days, perilous times would come. And the next thing he said, I want you to listen to it. Men shall be lovers of them own selves.
Right. Amen.
Then he said there'll be boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God.
Right.
Let's go back to the first one. In the last days,
yes,
perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of them own selves. Then go back and read the rest of that scripture that I quoted to you. It's because they're lovers of them own selves. If we're not careful, we'll love ourselves so much. Until we'll love ourselves, we'll so much until we'll love God right out of the picture. We'll put Him right out of the picture. I feel the Holy Ghost. This is the message that God gave me today, folks. It's a message of the hour.
Not because I'm preaching it. God just showed me that it was. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, we need to seek God like we have never sought Him before. Amen. Time's wasting. Time's running out.
That's right.
Evil is working all around us. We need to seek Him. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Give me just a few more minutes. Amen. Abundant supplies. Hallelujah. And then after all of that, God has supplied all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And He gets through with us. Then there is abundant entrance. Abundant entrance into everlasting life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah, that's right,
bro. I'm ready.
Amen. Amen.
When He's ready, I'm ready.
Right.
Amen. Don't. No, I won't even go there. 2 Peter 1:11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Listen to that. It's going to be ministered unto you abundantly. Hallelujah. He's gonna come and get you. One way or the other.
Right.
He's either going to come and get you when it's time to die.
Right.
Or He's either going to wait till the rapture takes place.
Right.
And He's going to come and get you.
Right, brother. Amen. That's it.
And somebody said, well, I hear people say, I mean, I know a special person that says this. So, well, you know, I want to go when Jesus comes, but I ain't no hurry about going. You know, I got some things I want to do down here. Got my doubts. Got my doubts. You're ready.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I don't want to stay here.
No, bro.
No longer than God wants me to stay here.
Right.
World's getting so evil and filthy and ungodly.
Right.
All these things until time's running out, folks.
Yes.
Time's running out. I told the wife, I said, I'm getting homesick.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Amen.
I know. You might say, well, that's crazy, Brother Ross. No, it's not. No, it's not.
No.
I know the wife and I are still fairly, you know, able to go. It takes its toll on us when we come up here. We have to rest up a day and have to rest up more than that to go back. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
75 years old. I know there's some people that's in better shape at 80 and 85 than I am. That's all. I ain't worried about that.
No, that's right.
No.
That's right.
You know what I'm worried about more than anything, Brother John? Is if I'm ready.
That's right. Amen.
I'm ready right now. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to stay that way.
That's right.
He's coming back.
That's right.
And let me tell you something. There's going to be a joyful everlasting entrance into that city.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The trump of God's going to sound. The dead in Christ is going to rise first. They that are alive and remain is going to be caught up to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Jesus said to St. John 14, I go to prepare you a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Yes.
He didn't say that to people that want to stay here.
No.
Getting quiet.
Amen. Preach, brother. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Good preaching.
I want to go.
Yeah.
I've seen all the wickedness and the vileness and the filthiness that I want to see.
Right.
I'm ready to go.
Yes.
Amen. My wife said, you're liable to die in the pulpit. I said, well, I'm not especially wanting to do that. You know, it'll make a scene, disturb the service, or, you know, she'll be all upset, my children, all that. But if that's the way God wants me to go, I want to go. Just exactly the way He wants me to go. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Ready. Glory to God. Glory to God. Got just a little bit more here. Receive. We will receive. Matthew 25:34. Amen. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand,
come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This was God's plan from the foundation of the world to catch His people, Brother Al, out of this old ungodly, filthy world. In Revelations 18 and 4, said, come out of, talking about a lot of other stuff going to take place, said, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her plagues and of her sins. God's going to get us out of here, folks. You can stay and go through the tribulation, amen, if you want to. And there's a group of people now that's got it to the place to where they say, oh, you know, the rapture is not in the Bible. And them same people, Trinity's not in there either. But they'll use that word when they're talking about the three in the Godhead, Trinity. But you know, they don't want that rapture, you know, because most of them say you're going through the tribulation. God, somebody had the nerve to say that God was going to take His people, turn His people over to the devil so the devil could purify them. I said, if the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, in Calvary could not purify them, there's no way in the world that ungodly, filthy devil can get them purified. Come on, saints of God. I'm telling you, He's going to get us out of this ungodly, filthy world. You may stay here, but I'm going in the rapture. An abundant entrance into that everlasting kingdom.
Yes.
Would you stand with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Do you love Him?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Do you love Him? Glory to God.
Thank you.
No more.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
I love Him. I praise Him. Yes. Praise Him. Would you just praise Him with me? Let's praise Him. Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings.